Hello friends, welcome to a new edition of our English language program. This is RAI, Argentina to the World. Today is March the 24th, 2017, and it's really a special day here in Argentina because we commemorate the 41st anniversary of the coup d'etat, the military coup that ousted the democratic government of María Estela de Perón in 1976. We will be sharing some documents about that time during the program in a special review of it. Of course, after the updated news for today, and we will also be listening to special music because of this unfortunate special day. Let's go to the music. Former President Cristina Fernández was brought to oral trial together with former Economy Minister Axel Kicillof and former Central Bank Governor Alejandro Vannoli. The National Day on the Memory, Truth and Justice is commemorated throughout the country on the 41st anniversary of the 1976 coup d'etat. Foreign Minister Susana Malcorra and Defense Minister Julio Martinez visited the icebreaker Almirante Irizar to watch the progress of repair and modernization. And this is the information enlarged. Former President Cristina Fernández was brought to oral trial together with former Economy Minister Axel Kicillof and former Central Bank Governor Alejandro Vannoli in the case of fraudulent administration due to the sale of future USD. The oral hearing will become the first the former president will face after having been questioned by Judge Claudio Bonadio in another cause related to the family partnership Los Sauces. Former President Fernández has also been prosecuted for alleged illicit association in a third case ruled by Judge Julian Ercolini, who investigates the dealings of the public works in the province of Santa Cruz in favor of Lázaro Báez and Cristóbal López. The National Day of the Memory, Truth and Justice is commemorated throughout the country to celebrate the 41st anniversary of the military coup in 1976. There are official ceremonies and others held by the human rights organisms which celebrate in the main squares of the different cities. Homages are paid in Neuquén, Jujuy, Chubut, Catamarca, Misiones, Chaco, Entre Ríos, Bahía Blanca, Bariloche, Viedma, and many other Argentine cities. In RAI Argentina to the World, we will offer our audience a detailed report about the events of that misfortune historic period. Foreign Minister Susana Malcorra and Defense Minister Julio Martinez visited the icebreaker Admiral Irizar to watch the progress on repair and modernization. Malcorra and Martinez visited the different facilities in the vessel and talked about the repair works and the coordination of Antarctic activities. The icebreaker Admiral Irizar is from 1979, or rather has been from 1979, the flagship of the Argentine Antarctic program. The vessel is already in the water after the dredging of this sea surface and will soon return to its regular activities in the wide continent. And these are other titles today. The head of the Techint Group, Paolo Rocca, announced to President Mauricio Macri the investment of $2.3 billion through the company's petrol branch, Tecpetrol, from now to 2019. The funds will be used in gas production in the area of Fortin de Piedra at the Vaca Muerta field or non-conventional field and will generate 4,000 jobs. The investment will increase production above 10 million cubic meters a day in an area of 249 square meters where Tecpetrol has 100% share. Argentina reopened the financial market in Swiss francs by launching a bonus and after 19 years of the latest issue. The reopening of a financial market in Swiss francs continues widening the financial alternatives for the government and other country issuers. First aid emergency system active in the city of Buenos Aires was launched in another 41 districts of the big province. Under the name SAMI Province, the system is already operating in Morón, Lanús, José C. Paz, Berisso, Quilmes and Bahía Blanca. And in a few days it will start in La Plata and Ezeiza. SAMI Province aims at reducing deaths caused by traumas and guarantee the patients to reach hospital emergency rooms on time in case of road accidents or situations of violence. The U.S. Biodiesel Board requested the government to launch an investigation about fuel imports from Argentina. The entity accused our country to violate the law and flood the market with subsidized biodiesel and prices below production costs. Imports from Argentina and Indonesia, which is the other accused country, grew by 464% between 2014 and 2016. The necessary income to reach the basic basket total expense rose in February to 13,673 pesos, that's to say 2.6% as compared to last January. According to the INDEC, that is to say the National Statistics Bureau, this is due to the increase of the light service billing launched this month. The basic basket includes foods, utility services, mobility and clothes for a four-member family, two adults and two children. This is necessary not to fall below poverty line. Argentine exports of beef rose by 10% during the quarter 2017, the first quarter. Shippings of frozen and fresh meat kept stable. The increase of fridged meat shippings was due to the recovery of sales to Chile and the States. 21 amateur swimmers will swim along 6 kilometers of water in the Rio Grande in the province of Tierra del Fuego to support the claim "Forget Me Not." The group claims for the identification of 123 bodies buried as NN at the Darwin Cemetery on the Malvinas Islands. Fourteen member countries of the OAS, that is the Organization of American States, among them Argentina, issued a joint declaration. The document claims the government of Venezuela to speed up the process of presidential elections and release the political prisoners. The text warns about the discontinuation of the Caribbean country as member of the OAS, recorded by the Secretary General Luis Almagro as the last resource. The third edition of the wine festivity will be held from today till Sunday, an enotourism proposal of the Calamuchita Valley. It includes the locality of La Cumbrecita, Villa Ciudad Parque, Los Reartes, and Villa General Belgrano. At the place, tourists will be welcomed with different proposals and activities with only one star, the wines of the Calamuchita Valley. The Argentine team defeated Chile 1-2 in a match last night at the Monumental Stadium. This way, the team recovered a classification possibility for the World Cup in Russia in 2018, thanks to a penalty goal scored by captain Lionel Messi 15 minutes during the first half. And this was the news, friends, here in RAI, Argentina to the World. In the technical operation, Leandro Rojas, and who's speaking, Miriam Turcula.
RAI, Argentina al mundo. RAI, Argentina vers le monde.
RAI, Argentina vers le monde.
RAI, Argentina to the world.
RAI, 世界に向けて Argentin.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentinian in the world.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
Yes, friends, RAI, Argentina to the world, broadcasts in 8 languages from Mondays through Fridays. And of course, it has a website, www.rai.com.ar. Please do visit us. There you will find the programs, the whole week programs, and different activities and different news that appear continuously on our page. And besides, at the bottom of the page, you will have a special menu where you can get in touch with us by sending us your comments or maybe asking for any special a request or a question or a doubt or whatever you want to express and send it to us. There is another way of writing to us, and this is to our mail, conexionrai@radionacional.com.ar. Of course, you can always find us in Facebook or Twitter at Conexión RAI.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentine, 面向世界。
RAI, Argentine vers le monde.
RAI, Argentina to the world.
RAI, 世界に向けて Argentin.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentinian in the world.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
And friends, as I told you at the beginning of the program, today is a special day. We commemorate the 41st anniversary of the coup, yes, the military coup that sent the country into a very, very obscure, very dark period. We will have this special report on this day, and the special report starts like this.
Que no están, la ilusión de los que perdieron, todas las promesas que se van, y los que en cualquier guerra se cayeron, todo está guardado en la memoria, sueño de la vida y de la historia. El engaño y la complicidad de los genocidas que están sueltos, el indulto y el punto final a las bestias de aquel infierno. Todo está guardado en la memoria, sueño de la vida y de la historia. La memoria despierta para herir a los pueblos dormidos que no la dejan vivir, libre como el viento. Los desaparecidos que se buscan con el color de sus nacimientos, el hambre y la abundancia que se juntan, el maltrato con su mal recuerdo. todo está clavado en la memoria, espina de la vida y de la historia. 2000 comerían por un año con lo que cuesta un minuto militar. ¿Cuántos dejarían de ser esclavos por el precio de una bomba al mar? Todo está clavado en la memoria, espina de la vida y de la historia. La memoria pincha hasta sangrar a los pueblos que la amarran y no la dejan andar libre como el viento. Todos los muertos de la AMIA y los de la Embajada de Israel, el poder secreto de las armas, la justicia que mira y no ve, todo está escondido en la memoria, refugio de la vida y de la historia. Fue cuando se callaron las iglesias, fue cuando el fútbol se lo comió todo, que los padres palotinos y Angelelli dejaron su sangre en el lodo. Todo está escondido en la memoria, refugio de la vida y de la historia. La memoria estalla hasta vencer a los pueblos que la aplastan y que no la dejan ser libre como el viento. La bala Chico Méndez en Brasil, 150,000 guatemaltecos, los mineros que enfrentan al fusil, represión estudiantil en México. Todo está cargado en la memoria, arma de la vida y de la historia. América con almas destruidas, los chicos que mata el escuadrón, suplicio de Mujica por las villas, dignidad de Rodolfo Walsh. Todo está cargado en la memoria, arma de la vida y de la historia. La memoria apunta hasta matar a los pueblos que la callan y no la dejan volar libre como el viento. Libre como el viento.
41 years ago, at midnight, on March the 24th, 1976, Argentina woke up to one of its darkest nightmares. The coup d'etat, fostered by a military civic uprising, ousted President María Estela Martínez de Perón and set up one of the most violent Latin American regimes, with the objective of cleaning a continent stirred by economic and social inequality of all communist threat. As from today, the country lies under the operational control of the military junta. The people of Argentina must abide by the resolutions and commandments issued by the military or police authority. They must avoid individual or group attitudes that may require a drastic participation of the staff of operations. Instead of the democratic government, a military junta was established, ruled by Lieutenant General Jorge Rafael Videla, Admiral Emilio Eduardo Macera, and Brigadier General Orlando Ramón Agosti. The junta stayed in power until December 1983. Till March 76, Argentina was the only country in South America with a democratic regime. All its neighbor countries were ruled by military dictatorships. Hugo Banzer in Bolivia, Ernesto Geisel in Brazil, Augusto Pinochet in Chile, Alfredo Stroessner in Paraguay, and Juan María Bordaberry in Uruguay. All of them backed by the states within the context of the so-called doctrine of national security. This tenet held that the armed forces of Latin America should take power to guarantee the internal order and combat those ideologies or movements which could favor or support communism within the context of the Cold War. With these statements, violation of human rights came to integrate a systematic plan applied in Argentina that included forced imprisonment of people, the absence of due legal process, torture, and the disappearance of people, a category created by General Videla to refer to those whose whereabouts were unknown.
Una visión así cristiana de los derechos humanos, el de la vida es fundamental, el de la libertad es importante.
From a Christian point of view, human rights are essential to man. Argentina respects human rights. As regards the disappeared, while they fall into that status, they are a mystery. If someone appears, it may have an established treatment. But if the disappearance becomes a certainty of their condition, they will be given another specific treatment. Yet, while they are still disappeared, they cannot have any treatment. They are still a mystery.
Es una incógnita el desaparecido. Si el hombre apareciera, bueno, tendrá un tratamiento X. Y si la desaparición se convirtiera en certeza de su fallecimiento, tiene un tratamiento Z. Pero mientras sea desaparecido, no puede tener ningún tratamiento especial. Es una incógnita, es un desaparecido. No tiene entidad, no está, ni muerto ni vivo, está desaparecido.
In Argentina, from 1976 to 1983, according to the reports issued by the CONADEP, that is the committee created in democracy for the investigation of crimes against humanity, there were 30,000 disappeared, thousands of exiles and detainees. The clandestine characteristic of the arrests, the grilling sessions and the torture, the physical elimination of the detainees and the looting of their houses, the theft and change of identity of their babies born to these militants during their arrest were usual practices throughout the country. 41 years after the worst dictatorship suffered by the country and with the hard job carried out by human rights organisms, 500 military men were found responsible of crimes against humanity and have been legally tried, while 121 grandchildren recovered their true identity. Writer Galeano said, "Fear makes your mouth dry, your hands wet, and the you mutilated. Fear of learning condemns us to live in ignorance. Fear of doing takes us to impotence. The military dictatorship, the fear of listening, the fear of speaking, turned us into deaf, mute people. Now, democracy, afraid of those memories, makes us sick of amnesia. Yet, there is no need to be Sigmund Freud to know there is no carpet that hides the trash of memory."
Nace una flor, todos los días sale el sol, De vez en cuando escuchas aquella voz, como de pan, gustosa de cantar en los aleros de la mente con las chicharras. Pero a la vez existe un transformador que te consume lo mejor que tenés. Te tira atrás, te pide más y más, y llega un punto en que no querés. Mamá, la libertad siempre la llevarás dentro del corazón. Te pueden corromper, te puedes olvidar, pero ella siempre está.
To share with you guys an article published today on the Buenos Aires Herald under the title "The Forgotten Afro-Argentine Disappeared." At least 10 people of African descent were victims of the last military dictatorship in Argentina. Although thousands of reports exist on almost every conceivable issue regarding the last military dictatorship, one topic that has not been given as much attention are the victims of African descent during that period. Anthropologist Pablo Sirio, however, has begun to examine this issue and has so far managed to gather evidence of 10 cases of Afro-Argentines who were killed, arrested or disappeared in the last military dictatorship. Although the investigation only recently begun, Sirio remarked that he has already discovered that there was a special cruelty against them for being descendants of Africans. Sirio stated that their experience must be analyzed in the context of the historic disappearance that this ethnic group has suffered, since they had already disappeared in the history of our country. Sirio remarked that the Argentines of African descent should really be classified as the first disappeared. From his point of view, those who were kidnapped during the dictatorship cannot really be considered exceptional because of their historical family legacy, but a continuation of the circumstances that they have faced since arriving in the Americas. For the anthropologist, the kidnapping and enslavement of people originating from sub-Saharan Africa over the last 3.5 centuries, the disappearance and silencing of their descent in America, and the repression they faced in the last military dictatorship represent different parts of the same process of state violence without interruptions. Not only were the Afro-Argentines victimized, but the indigenous Americans were as well, because of economic reasons, but also with the aim of constructing the idealized imaginary white cultural identity, Sirio argued. The state, colonial as well as republican, has been using physical and symbolic violence against large portions of its population in order to make them submissive and to take advantage of them for any goal, and the last military dictatorship of 1976 was not an exception, Sirio told state-run news agency Telem. Sirio has discovered that the particularly cruel repressive methods used on those of African descent were in accordance to the military's regulations. The arrest, disappearance of a businessman, a sociology student, or even a Montonero guerrilla leader was not the same if they were of African descent, he said. And this is demonstrated with the confessions that have been provided by many military oppressors, but fundamentally by the philosophy behind the military administration that was known as the National Reorganization, which really referred to an organization period that happened before, whose ideal was to create a European, Catholic, white and capitalist nation. Sirio gave an example of statements that have been made by the former interior minister of the last military dictatorship, Albano Arguindegui, who in 1978 had emphasized that immigration should come from European stock if we want to continue trying to be one of the three countries with the most whites in the world. With the investigation still in its beginning stages, Sirio believes that there must be much more than the 10 cases that he has already discovered, especially in the provinces. Of the cases he has so far uncovered, 9 took place in Buenos Aires, the city of course, and happened after the last military coup d'etat. The other took place in the city of Santa Fe in 1975. Sirio highlighted that some of the most interesting findings he had made during his investigation was how many of the survivors of the repressive regime later went on to join the international apartheid resistance movement, including activist Enrique Nadal, who was the father of the now famous musician Fidel Nadal. This was an article published by the English language newspaper The Buenos Aires Herald under the title The Forgotten Afro-Argentine Disappeared.
Domestic and international breaking news. Mankind, an intellectual agenda. The name of the proposal? RAI.
Todavía cantamos, todavía pedimos. Todavía soñamos, todavía esperamos. A pesar de los golpes que hace esto en nuestra vida, el ingenio del odio desterrando al olvido. A nuestros seres queridos. Todavía cantamos, todavía pedimos, todavía soñamos, todavía esperamos. Que nos digan a dónde han escondido las flores que aromaron las calles persiguiendo un destino. ¿Dónde se han ido? Todavía cantamos, todavía pedimos, todavía soñamos, todavía esperamos. Que nos den la esperanza de saber que es posible que el jardín se ilumine con las risas y el canto de los que amamos tanto. Todavía cantamos, todavía pedimos, todavía soñamos, todavía esperamos. Por un día distinto, sin apremios de ayuno, sin temor y sin llanto, porque vuelvan al nido nuestros seres queridos. Todavía cantamos, todavía pedimos, todavía soñamos, todavía esperamos. Que nos digan a dónde han escondido las flores que aromaron las calles persiguiendo un destino. de donde se han ido. Todavía cantamos, todavía pedimos, todavía soñamos, todavía esperamos. Todavía cantamos, todavía pedimos, todavía soñamos, todavía esperamos. Todavía cantamos, todavía pedimos, todavía soñamos, todavía esperamos. Todavía cantamos, todavía pedimos, todavía soñamos, todavía esperamos.
For those who are living in the States want to listen to RAI, Argentina to the World, now there is a way. Please phone free 641-552-8099 and order any of our programs through your mobile or landline on Audio Now. And this is just the beginning. Very soon there will be a similar service for Mexico and Canada and Brazil in Portuguese and Spanish. All of them to be accessed through a local
RAI, Argentina to the World presents Shared Stories, The Wizards of the Colonial North. As from the 15th century, the conquest of America was a joint undertaking between the Spanish Crown and the Catholic Church, during which the advance on the lands was accompanied by a religious crusade whose slogan was to convert the souls of the new peoples, as some chronicles call them, the Indians, to the true Christian religion. The entity in charge of conversion in the conquered lands was the same that had been acting in Europe for centuries, the Saint Inquisition. According to historian Maurice Berkel, between 1570 and 1571, the first courts of the Inquisition were founded in America and located in Lima and Mexico, respectively. The jurisdiction of the Court of Lima reached the conquered lands of the Viceroyalty of the River Plate, today the territory of Argentina. For Marcel Battalion, the Inquisition came to America not only to check on the purity of the Indians' faith. The reason of the Inquisition in the New World was to keep the Jews and the Arabs under control, to reduce the risk that the traditional religion could cool down or degrade among the Spanish and European people uprooted from the old Christianity. As in Europe, the inquisitors pursued Arabs and Jews, men and women, accused of heresy and witchery. The claws of the Inquisition reached the hidden parts of America, always after thousands of converted Jews and Arabs who had escaped Europe and took refuge in America. The lands of today's northern Argentina, the cities of Santiago del Estero, Tucumán, Córdoba, Salta, and Catamarca, were an important chima for the inquisitors, since lots of converted Jews and Arabs took shelter there, changing their last name and traditions according to the Christian creed. In one of these cities, the first trial by a court of inquisition was held.
Thank you.
Dr. Alicia Poderdi highlights that in the colonial north, the percentage of women involved in inquisitorial processes was pretty high. Most of the trials focused on women on the marginal class, Indians or blacks, who were subjected to extreme torture, while the cause was always a witchery act. According to the investigations held by the historian, in the Northern Colonial Files, there appears a criminal case on witchery in the year 1715 against an Indian called Lucretia, accused of using secret philtres or poisonous herbs to sick her sexual rivals because of uncontrolled jealousy. The trial was carried out at the hall of the city of Santiago del Estero, and Lucretia was sentenced to exile or life confinement at the fort of Balbuena, today province of Salta. In another proceeding in 1761 in Santiago del Estero, the Indians Pancha and Lorenza were accused of witchery. Apparently, they, helped by spiders, cats, spines, and fresh stink, as well as tartar powder, caused the men's death and belly to swell. For the justice and for those who sued them, these practices were an example of an art learned at the Salamanca, an active center under the jurisdiction of Tucumán, in which the people danced and played the harp, had their bodies naked, and a large snake putting out its tongue asking for blood. A Salamanca is, according to the oral tradition, a cave where every Friday parties are celebrated in honor of the devil and attended by those who decide to be at the devil's service. In the middle of the proceedings against the Indians, a witness said that the Indian Lorenza had killed an Indian called Melchor, feeding him with food with some powder, because the Indian had beaten her up, and she killed him out of rage. Their minutes found say that Lorenza was tortured. She died at the City Hall prison. Her body was exhibited at the public square as a way to teach others. Thank you. The legal proceedings against the abolition of idol worshipping in northwestern Argentina mirrored the formal proceedings instituted by the Spanish Holy Office and tried to strengthen the conqueror's hard struggle against the Indians. Meanwhile, they tried to hammer into the population's mind the idea of denunciation at the court in order to purify the faith of everything against the evangelizing project of the colony: Jews, Arabs, and rebel Indians. Besides, to quote historian Alicia Poderti's words, within this context basically conflicting about alliances between figures and symbols condemned by a religious and cultural system, these women were considered as open enemies of the social order. According to the European conquerors' values and beliefs, the witches, the graves, and the past were considered evil within a scheme of absolute contraries such as good, evil, she said. Therefore, to be a witch, a seer, an idol worshipper, our attitudes whose status of resistance depended almost exclusively on the ways in which society defined those practices as negative, subversive, threatening, and destructive of the highest social good and order, she highlights. Within that context, the document that registered the trial highlights the existence of a file against a black witch who practiced her art in the cities of Miguel de Tucumán and Santiago del Estero. The 1703 proceeding was based on the mysterious disease that affected the masters of the slave Inés. The main witness was a white doctor, Vargas Machuca. During the trial, the Indian and black workmates took part, as well as the sick master's friends. There are paragraphs of a witness who asserted that the slave's spell had brought spines to the victim's face, or white toads, or green snakes, and a devil clad in a Spanish suit. The punishment for the slave was a real torture. She was beaten up and finally burned. But before that suffering, she was forced to ride the streets of the city of Tucumán on an appalling beast, accompanied by a delegation that left from the inquisitor's house announcing, "This is the justice order by the king, our lord. God save the king. And on his behalf, by Captain Miguel de Aranciaga, our mayor, and judge on this assassin woman and public wizard, who does evil, obtains evil." The Inquisition was abolished at the beginning of the 19th century, but its scars still remain in those who are a bit Arabs, a bit Jew, or bewitching Indians. Argentina to the World presented Share Stories, The Witches of Colonial North. Production, Silvana Avellaneda. Edition, Julián Carballo, Matías Arrezaigor, Esteban Villarruel. The Voice, Miriam Turcula.
And these were the titles today. Former President Cristina Fernández was brought to oral trial together with former Economy Minister Axel Kicillof and former Central Bank Governor Alejandro Vannoli. The National Day on the Memory, Truth and Justice is commemorated throughout the country on its 41st anniversary of the 1976 coup d'etat. Foreign Minister Susana Malcorra and Defense Minister Julio Martinez visited the icebreaker Admiral Irizar to watch the progress of repair and modernization. My friends, we've come to the end of today's RAI Argentina to the World in its English version. We appreciate the collaboration of Leandro Rojas in the control, who accompanied me with the technical operation, and your speaker, as usual, yes, Miriam Turcula.